Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, Sonia. This is Jeremy Russell. I actually may have already talked to you on text just recently.
Sure did. Yes, sir. Still have your order here.
Okay, cool. I'm just really concerned. You guys have been absolutely awesome and amazing. I'm not – every time I call into you, I'm sure you guys get a lot of direct complaints and stuff too. But as far as, like, you know, what's going on with the subscriptions and stuff, the reason why I asked the question was because it came down to just, you know, what the reality is, because it seems like it's been stalled for a very long period of time, you know, and I've got 4 subscriptions and I'm finally closing the DeLorean out, which is awesome. But it's just the other subscriptions and stuff too. So between Enterprise D, Ecto One and everything else, I'm enjoying my builds. I have no complaints. You guys have taken care of me, but it's just, I don't, you know, like I said, we just don't have that waking moment of knowing exactly where that build's coming from.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I hear a lot of forums, a lot of people are selling your stuff, which is great, but it's, I don't know if I should go, I think it was a Gora Models, actually, that sells the GT500 that may sell the replacement parts. I'm not sure.
I can't, and that's what it was. I couldn't think of any other, like, I couldn't think of the name, and I was like, oh, my God, what is it? And so I was just, like, just directing to the Facebook page because a lot of the builders are there, like, discussing the bills, and a lot of them are saying, like, well, you know, I've lost interest. I don't want to do it anymore or, you know, stuff like that. And they are selling those kits. I've had some customers that called and say, hey, I've purchased these because they were out of stock so long with you guys. In that case, Mr. Russell, we would have to skip it. Like, I wouldn't be able to just, like, hold your subscription hostage because of that rule. We'll just notate that you purchased it, you know, through another entity, and we would skip it.
Is it, you know, like I said, and I guess the GT500 series buildup is the one that actually supports at least those issues.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Do you happen to have a customer number or something like that I can call, or is it just going to be something I have to look up online?
I don't have that number here. I don't have any of that information here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a look into it soon. I do really appreciate your support tonight too.
You're welcome.
If I can get the issues, you know, at least it'll give another 4 issues to somebody else's way, just like myself. And I understand it's not you guys particularly.
Yes.
You're just answering. You're being told something, and you can't share anything else indifferent unless you're being told something different. It's just, I don't know. So.
Yeah, and I did. I read that in the chat, and I was like, he understands. Like, thank you.
So it's just one of those things. I know that Ecto-1 and stuff like that too, and I just, you guys, I know that you guys have got to be getting a lot of rhetoric from it. So, but with the ending of my Ecto-1, I'm DeLorean, I'm kind of hoping that, one thing I will tell you is I've not managed to miss a month since I've actually had active subscriptions. So I'm just kind of hoping that maybe something will be, you know, available this coming, next coming month from one of the other shipments and stuff too.
Yes, yes, sir. But of course, as always, you will receive the confirmation when it does.
Okay. The one thing I do need, and I forgot to request, and the reason why I'm calling in is because I was wondering if you can actually send me a text on my shipping for the latest 8 coming for the DeLorean.
Okay, let's see. All right, on the DeLorean buildup here, it's still loading. All right, so the last shipment should have been 137 to...
Yeah, it's 158.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see here. Let's see if it's left the warehouse yet. I see it was sent to the warehouse on the 7th of April. So let's see if it's shipped out yet.
Okay.
All right. And I apologize. Just waiting on the ledger to load here.
No, that's fine. You're good.
Okay. All right, it's just about loaded here. I apologize.
You're okay.
Okay. Okay, there it is, and all right, it shows it was sent to the warehouse on the 7th. It just has not shipped out yet, so yes, as soon as it ships out, you are going to receive the email confirmation.
Perfect, cool. And I also have another crafty question for you.
Yes.
In the case in the event we skip something, can we at a later time choose to come back and purchase it? Because I've noticed that, you know, certain people are actually kind of mentioning that they have to purchase certain issues and stuff like that too. Can we make that proposition at a later time?
Well, they just put that protocol in I think it was February,
mm-hmm.
that we were no longer allowed to skip the issues, because if we skip them, they would not be able to know, like, what is really needed.
Okay.
For the bills, like the supply. Yeah. So, I mean, it did help a lot in the future to, like, skip and come back to it. But,
mm-hmm.
like, right now with 59 through 62 being out of stock on the Eleanor, and
yeah.
it's been that for, like, a while, not just with
yeah.
yours. Like, a lot of customers are stuck right there at 59 through 62.
Yeah.
So, they're not allowing. Well, we're not allowed to skip, and we will get in trouble for it. So,
right. I'm just kind of thinking that the amount of energy buildup right here, there should probably be some sort of comprised energy being put behind these issues, knowing that, because obviously Eagle Moss can't make its money if it can't actually produce the product, and there's a lot of. So, like I was saying, eventually something's got to give. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I mean, I can look into that, but I'm not helping Eagle Moss out by going to somebody else. But, it, you know, if it helps me to move on, too, I don't mind doing that as well. I'm just kind of wondering if maybe a cargo shipment that was actually due and actually destined here to America, something happened to one, maybe the cargo holds. That's the only thing I think that would probably be like, well, yeah, we sent something, but now we got to recoup costs and stuff like that, too. And there was quite a bit that was there. Who knows? There's got to be a pretty decent answer that would probably justify, you know, a lot. But, okay. So I will look into Agora Models for that. If I can, I will do that. But, I mean, so maybe you're not saying yes or no on that if we can come back and purchase it at a later time. But is that a possibility?
On the Mustang?
Yeah, so let's say if you do skip it and you say, well, okay, you know, I've gotten this far in the build. Now can I just purchase, you know, the issues?
Well, I don't think, well, let's see. I don't think they're available right now, like, with Eagle Moss. Because okay. if they were, yeah, if they were available and in stock, they would be shipping out.
Right. Well, yeah. what I'm saying is I've got 4 subscriptions, so I got 3. So just mm-hmm. in reflection to that, let's just say that we were really hung up on something and I actually invested it. Being able to skip it, but, you know, I'm like I'm saying, it's just keeping the subscription and being able to purchase it elsewhere is an option. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if I were to go to our Aguara Models and purchase the kits without having an actual physical subscription is what I'm saying. It's just, can I call Eagle Moss and purchase stuff at a later time, you know, for replacement, for whatever particular reason pertaining to that subscription?
I don't have that answer definitely. I don't want to say yes or no, but you could send that request. There is a customer service team with our email team.
Okay.
And that email address is customerservice@eaglemoss.com. And,
gotcha.
Yeah, they're a little higher than I am, so they'll be able to give you an answer to that one.
That way, at least, it gives some sort of something positive come back and say, you know, like I say, and you know, because a lot of people, that would probably sustain some of your customer base, at least then they've got the option of saying, well, you know, if I outrightly purchase, it would be the same thing as skipping it, but coming back at a later time with an option in case, because parts do break over a 3-year build.
Yes, so, of course they would.
Which brings me to my next thing with the same subscription for the DeLorean.
Yes.
There was 2 issues, reships. It was a 14 and a 15. I can't recall without pulling out of the box which one it was. I needed the screw and I needed the hub for the rear passenger wheel. And, one was shipped out, but the other one's been on back order. So I don't know if that one actually is going to be shipped with my last shipment or not.
Okay. All right. With it being, I do see a reshipment that was sent on April 7th.
Does it actually show you what issue that was?
It looks like 131... No.
No.
Well, I'm just the notes here.
Oh.
And that Simpsons mark is complete. Okay. Yeah, that was the last shipment. Let's go up here. Let's see. Says I'm trying to find the request for the reship. I just see the reship sent. I don't see a request for it, so.
Okay, so let me see if I can actually pull it out. It's either going to be 14 or 15. It was done a while back, and it just was out of stock. I was like, that's fine, because I was receiving my other parts, so it was keeping me busy. Mm-hmm. What's happening is the rear passenger tire keeps on falling off. It's just a problem I've had since I've done this. I'm pretty excited actually to finish up on the DeLorean. I mean, to be honest, I can't speak highly enough about, you know, my investment. I mean, I think I honestly have enjoyed my build since I've started it. So, okay. There. See if it's actually thank you for your time too, by the way, Tony. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Wilson.
Be in here. Okay. Okay, I got it. It was issue 14. Hold on here. Let me make sure. I got all my ducks in a row, too. Sure, right. It was one or the other. I've received one out of the two that were requested. It was issue 14. Yeah, it's issue 14 that I'm waiting on. So then I put the request in, I think, separate. It was in a separate day. It was when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Okay. All right, I'm going to and when you say issue or kit 14, you mean like 14, like one of, like, in the beginning of the bill?
Exactly.
Okay, okay. All right, give me one moment here, Mr. Russell. I'm going to load the shipments up here. Okay. And it's gonna load everything. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm just in the 2021 now.
Okay.
All right. All right, and we're just about in the 2020, and it just loads slow, so.
Yeah, this last 2 years is kind
of. Yeah, every customer knows that. It's like, I'm used to it. All right, looks like it just really slowed down. It's just in September of 2021. It has to go to December.
Yeah.
Before I can click on the 2020. I think they need to update this system.
Okay.
Okay. Just about. Okay, now we're in December.
Oh,
yeah, that's how slow it is. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing, but it's what we're working with.
Kind of understand. I work for an HVAC company, and they actually only archive up to like the last 2 years, and I've been with the same company for about 6.
Okay. So
when it comes to looking for details, I know that sometimes, well, you want to go upstairs and look for it in the folder?
Yeah, it's like I can find it faster that way. It's, yeah.
Yeah, there's no load time for that.
No. Okay. All right, so it is loading the shipments here, and okay, so it does show here that they did reship 14 on April 7th.
Yeah. So we're just still waiting on 15. I wanted to make sure I made a fresh note on that just because I know we're at the very end and it's actually been marked, the subscription's being marked as completed. So I can still at least get that last one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even with it showing completed, if something... like you say, you need a replacement of like a kit that was just shipped out. We would still be able to, you know, take care of anything like a reshipment or something like that if needed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So it does show here 14 was sent or reshipped on the 7th. So you should be receiving that shortly.
Okay. Yeah, 14. Or was it 15?
14. Did you need 15? Because they... It's 14 showing reship.
Let me see. I'll pull that back out here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
15.
Yeah, it was 14. 14 is the one we're looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. 14 was actually reshipped on the 7th of April, so you should be receiving it shortly. And your regular shipment of the 8 issues were sent to the warehouse on the 7th. They have not shipped out yet, so they're going to come separately.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, as long as I can complete the bill, I'm fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then, like I said, hopefully by this next rolling month or something like that, in this next couple months, we'll start getting shipments from the other issues, too.
Yes, sir. And if you, of course, if you need any further assistance, if you can't find that, you can always give us a call back. And we're going to, I think I'm going to send the word over to my supervisor to, you know, see about, or when can we start skipping or, you know, Is that definite or is it just for now? Because the warehouse didn't move again. So I'm thinking that they didn't want anything skipped because of the move.
Because of the move. Because they're, yeah. Which would be kind of sad. I can only imagine what I've been through. Let's see. I've been in the HVAC industry for about 18 years. And I've had certain companies that were just heavily pursued by the Internal Revenue Service. And you want to talk about an inventory count is like 60 different pieces or 70 different pieces just off of a truck. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They used to reference, hey, you know, we got our warehouse on wheels, and they were not lying. So it's like, and when it came down to an accurate count, if something was off, the Internal Revenue Service would actually do a reboot of the whole entire account for the whole entire company. So as far as I can actually relate the encumbersome view of what things going on and stuff, I can understand about inventory. Well, I'll just keep in contact with you guys too and just follow up with you as I've been doing every month. And just like hopefully things get better for you guys, because I know you guys, I've been in customer service long enough to know and understand that sometimes people are going to try and repeat themselves thinking they're going to get a different answer. And it's like, well, I'll just continue to check in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm just going to give the brutally honest truth about it, you know, because then that way you don't have someone calling back and, you know, I was told that it was going to happen, and I've been getting that a lot. So,
yeah, people thinking that, well, what else can I do to get, you know, to persuade, you know, the conditions and the situation to, you know, straighten itself out. And I believe it. I believe the Department of Transportation has been a big part of what's been going on.
Yeah, it really has. Like, and then getting the carriers, like, you know, for delivery to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think when I started with Eagle Moss, I've been with the company about 3 years now. And it was Pitney Bowes. And I just kept hearing a lot of bad backlash about Pitney Bowes. It's like, y'all need to change them. And now it's either DHL, FedEx, or USPS. It depends on the size of the packages. But, yeah, Pitney Bowes, it was like every customer comes up, Pitney Bowes is this and that. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know the place personally, but okay. But I'm glad they got away from them because it got better, and then the pandemic came, and then it's just been back and forth, kind of like a yo-yo.
It's what I like to refer to as the cascade effect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a ripple down where you start at the top, and then it works its way down.
Yes.
Most about at the very bottom, unfortunately. So it's just like, okay, well, what do you do to scope out and make sure, you know, that you're, you know, you got to put yourself in someone else's shoes. So it's just like, I remember I talked to a couple of the other ladies too. I was like, I hope this gets better for you guys because they got to do something because it's just going to make it harder for you guys for every single time that you guys receive a phone call. So I can imagine.
Yeah. And I've spoken with you several. I mean, yes, I have. I remember your name. I've spoken with you several times and helped with the orders.
So it's like, and it's like, I can pick up on that, you know, and it's just like, you know what? It's like, I work in this business too, affected. I mean, we had calls that had been pushed back 6 months because of breakers not being available.
Yeah.
So. So open my eyes to that. It's like, well, yeah, that's we're not, there's got to be others that are, you know, madly affected by this too. So I take that in all you guys, because I know it's like me raising my voice, me saying anything different, being derogatory or anything else like that is not going to actually win me anything. So
no.
Well, Sonia, thank you for taking care of me tonight. I really appreciate it. I'll look forward to those subscriptions and the update. And you have a good night.
You as well, Mr. Russell. And please, thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Hold for a one-question survey for me and enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Bye.
All right.